This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
A Thanksgiving edition of the Cookie Jar. The first question, to host or not to host?
My answer is yes, host. I don't want to go anywhere on Thanksgiving Day unless it's actually to Ford Field. But yeah, I spent so many years working and practicing on Thanksgiving and having to go different places for the holidays. I told my family now, we're going to be at home. You guys are all welcome to join us. Love to have as many as possible, but no, we're staying at home.
I love hosting. I don't love hosting Thanksgiving. So no,
that's
I'd rather
you
go
hate
somewhere.
Thanksgiving.
I know. So I'd rather just go somewhere and call it a day.
It's probably the biggest lift to host Thanksgiving over any other holiday. Because of the food, because of the cleanup, the preparation, all of it.
It's a lot of work.
I would rather attend somebody else's Thanksgiving.
Oh, I think the bigger lift is Christmas, because you've got to convince, not for you, but you've got to convince your kids, leave all the stuff that you just got, let's go over to so-and-so's house, and then we can come back. It's just, no, I think the biggest lift is always going to be Christmas for a number of different reasons.
I've always gone someplace else for Thanksgiving, so I am intrigued by the thought of hosting one day, one holiday, whatever that is. So I'm going to err on the side of, I'm going to say host here.
Yeah.
Tom?
John nailed it. We're hosting Christmas. If you want to see us on Christmas, you're coming to our house. So for me to be so selfish to also say I'm not leaving my house on Thanksgiving, I'll open it up. I do like to host Thanksgiving, but I'll easily go somewhere on Thanksgiving because we made the decision. We don't leave our house on Christmas.
Yeah.
Best Thanksgiving food?
Smoked turkey. Until you've had it, you can't knock it. Have you ever had smoked turkey?
Yes. It's good.
I'm not talking cold cuts out of the deli shop.
Oh, you're talking like a deep fried turkey?
No, deep frying a turkey is different than smoking a turkey.
Okay.
Yeah. No, yes. Smoking an actual bird.
I have not had a smoked bird for Thanksgiving.
Might change your perspective.
Heather?
Mashed potatoes are my favorite Thanksgiving Day food.
With gravy.
Down. Oh,
just mashed potatoes. I'm just going to say mashed potatoes.
Don't go any further.
Don't need gravy.
Do you like gravy?
Probably.
Would you put butter on it?
Sure. Butter can go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yes. Yep.
Big old glob of butter.
Okay. My answer here is turkey slop. So it's a bite of turkey with the gravy on it and then putting a little stuffing with it in the same bite.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, because I'm not picking any.
It's one of the few where everything
can. All right, stuffing.
Most things on your plate can touch.
Well, they can, and that's fine. But the answer was one food, and you just said, I'm going to throw it all in one big butt. You can't do that.
But then it becomes one food.
Right, exactly. Turkey slop. You've never heard of that?
I've heard of that, but you're cheating. That's not the spirit
of it.
Oh, it's not the spirit of the rule?
I was going to go with stuffing, which sounds like you just did as well.
Yes.
Greg.
Sounds like more of Gov's ties that he hates stuffing. I agree.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, the worst Thanksgiving food is...
I love sweet potatoes, but I hate the sweet potato casserole where they put marshmallows on top. It makes me gag.
Really?
Oh, you make the sweet potatoes, put some brown sugar on there, smother it in butter. Yummy.
I got to go to your parties and I'll just take all of the marshmallows off the top and then you can have the rest.
It would be a great combo.
Yeah. I got to say anything cranberry related or what are those salads with the Cool Whip? They're like... are they fruit with like, it's like a cold salad? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
They probably taste okay, but they look so disgusting. I have never actually tried one. What? There's a name for them. Somebody knows. It's like,
I'm going to disgust any parent that had kids that are maybe, I don't know, 18 to 16 years old right now. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. The Wiggles.
Do you know what I'm
talking
about?
They're going to be singing it in their heads all day long
maybe
now.
Maybe it's not even fruit. I don't know, but those are my two.
The worst to me is that cranberry sauce from the can with the ridges, the gelatinous
and it's like,
jiggles.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Never want. You want just the right amount of jiggle.
Thank you, John.
No interest in anything cranberry sauce.
Have you ever had homemade cranberry sauce? No. I'm just telling you, I was the same way. I don't like it out of a can. But until my wife made cranberry sauce, I don't want it to. This is one that cannot touch any other food. I like it just the way it is, separate. But yes, I'll take homemade cranberry sauce.
See, I don't eat cranberries. It's not like I hate them, though. I just don't want it with part of this type of food.
Yeah.
I'm going to shake the earth here, I think, a little with this one. Pumpkin pie.
How dare you?
Well, you have your things. I just heathered.
I know.
You just heathered? Do you make it a verb to have a bad food opinion is to heather?
Pumpkin pie.
Well, is it the pumpkin or is it the texture?
I just don't
of
really care
the...
for it that much.
Mm,
it's not
really have a sweet tooth, though. My mother-in-law makes great cheesecake, and it just blows pumpkin pie away.
Okay.
Wow.
John is disturbed.
I am disturbed. I'm not really sure who I'm working with anymore.
This upcoming Wednesday is known as the biggest bar night of the year. Mm-hmm. Does it live up to the hype in your mind?
I wouldn't know, and it's been so long, I wouldn't even remember.
I would say no. I mean, back in the day when I went out for the biggest bar night of the year, I mean, it's fun. All your friends are home from college or from school, you know, so it's fun to get together and go out. I feel like those nights never live up to the hype, though.
Correct.
Never. So I would say no.
The hype is getting together with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. You haven't seen each other for 3 months because you've all been at different colleges. So for that reason, I say it does live up to the hype. But if you're looking for some like crazy special party night or something like that, it's really not that. It's seeing everybody again.
I agree. You know, the one thing I'm remembering now, it's the worst night for a bar night to be hungover on Thanksgiving, day when you're supposed to consume the best food ever and drink some drink. It's the worst day to be hungover when you don't have an appetite. Can't eat all the food.
It's all right. I've done it one time. It was back in 2011. Michigan was actually playing out in Maui. They won the third place game with freshman Trey Burke against UCLA. So that was nice.
Yeah, I think it's for people who peaked in high school. All right, let's get to a couple more of these. Lions, Cowboys. Should they always have Thanksgiving or should they free this up for more teams?
I think they should always have Thanksgiving. And I mean, selfishly, you can do whatever you want with the Cowboys game, but I do like tradition. Shocker to everyone that's listening, I'm sure. But I like the tradition in Detroit. I played in both. The one in Detroit, I played in the one in Dallas. And I think both cities do a great job. So I think they should keep them.
I think they should both stay. And I like that they have the third game for everybody else.
Sure, yeah.
But it's a tradition. The day is built around football, and it's built around home football games in Detroit and Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Well, Thursday night, once you play that game, that's just like every other Thursday night in the season.
Yeah.
You have Thursday night games.
I want to start the talking point that the NFL should take away the Thanksgiving Day game away from the Cowboys.
That's
How
right.
How about that?
Yeah. Yes. You can't win a game at home. It's bye week for whoever's visiting you.
They did this to us for years. You're right, Greg. Yeah. Great chance to put the shoe on the other foot.
I would argue this is maybe one of the greatest traditions in sports.
Yeah.
I think everybody's used to it. I know when the teams are bad, people criticize it a little bit. But, well, shame on you. You should have done it first, you fools. You got a parade. Then it's in Detroit.
Yep.
Then you go to Dallas and you have the whole Salvation Army thing and the kettles on there. It sets the tone for the holiday season, and there's always a pretty good concert at the Cowboys Stadium. You know, Dolly Parton last year. I mean, how cowboy was that? That's not the same if it's not there.
You're right.
And so this should be remain untouched. And you're right, Jimmy. You added the third game. You're good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Last question. is Black Friday as we know it dead?
It depends how you know it. Like, you probably know it differently than I knew it with my mom and grandma. We used to go down to, you know, Indiana to have Thanksgiving, and then the next morning it was, you've got to be up when it's at 5 a.m. to hit, whether it's Best Buy, whatever the store was, to get those deals. Now, Black Friday has expanded so much that you can get those deals online for 3 weeks.
Black Friday is totally dead. In fact, I've already almost forgotten what day Black Friday is. If Friday wasn't in the word, I would be like, which day is Black Friday? Is it the day before Thanksgiving or the day after? Because Black Friday's already started. All the stores already have Black Friday deals I can buy right now, and it's Friday the 22nd. It's totally dead. Nobody's like looking through magazines to see what the deal is and waking up at 4 a.m.
No, they go online to see what the deals are.
I know. It's ruined. Over. It's done. It's dead.
Are you ready for Black Wednesday?
I mean, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is.
I want a different color if it's Wednesday. Oh, wow. Okay. It is dead as we knew it, because as we knew it is the lines. But
yeah,
it's
the
just
crowds,
really
the
what
fighting.
It's transformed.
Yeah. It's been altered forever, and it's no longer going to be what it was.
But is it better, though?
It probably is better.
Sure, yeah,
better.
You can improve on things.
Hey, Black Friday died when Nebraska moved to the Big Ten, stopped playing Colorado.
That's right.
I would agree with that. Also, though, we still get fights. They happened last year.
Yeah, but if you're not...
You know, like in places like Kentucky where they don't have internet at, you know, down there, they...
So they're like in olden times? It's like Black Friday throwbacks if you're in rural...
West Virginia, Walmart.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, it used to be you get there
John's
in the morning.
They're all shopping for the toothbrush.
Oh, oh no, John. That is the cookie jar. 97.1.